This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Wow.
Generation Next here on Joy 94.9 every Tuesday night. Tonight we're talking with the Youth Law crew. We're talking about some upcoming events, Alphabeat Track, and also a bit of gay school tonight as well. Good evening, Micah.
Good evening, Kyle. All that and more here on Generation Next, Joy 94.9. Generation Next on Joy 94.9. You're here with Micah and Kyle this fine Tuesday evening. We are bringing you all the youthy youth stuff here because that's what we do best. Ain't that right, Kyle?
It is. We're
now,
trained.
Coming up on the show, we have the crew from Youth Law coming in, Tiffany, Dave and Dave, and they'll be speaking with us about what they do best, which is Youth Law. We have upcoming events for young people as well in our community. The new Alphabeat track and new Madonna video clip is also out, and we've got some previews of those coming up, as well as a little bit of gay school. But first, Kyle, we were talking before the show, and we got into a bit of a heated debate, and I'm perfectly aware that we've spoken about this many times on the show before, but this is a debate of which celebrity would you do?
Go at it with.
Would you do the horizontal tango with?
Yeah.
Now, you and I have quite diverse opinions.
Well, my answer was pretty much, you didn't even finish the question, and I went, Zac Efron.
Exactly, and yep. I find that a little bit appalling. Yes, he has rippling abs and a really nice body,
yep.
But, you know, I'm a little bit disappointed with some of his personality, and I think he's improved, but just doesn't.
He's gotten better with age.
He's
matured.
He's like a cheese.
Yeah, he smells.
See, because I have a different opinion. I do prefer Mika, as I've said many times before on the show. I just find something charming about him.
It might be the name.
Maybe it is the name. Look, maybe I just have a thing for guys with names like mine.
Yeah. Pretty much exactly the same names.
Except pronounced completely differently. Completely
I think I'm the same as you. I understand he's got a good body and everything, but he's just a bit funny looking.
Mika?
Yeah.
I think that's what I like. I think that's his charm, is that he's a little less conventional, whereas Zac Efron is very much your poster boy.
Yeah.
Pretty
Disney Channel.
Pretty Disney Channel boy. I mean, he was raised on the Disney Channel. Whereas I think Mika, he's a little bit older. Like you said, people get better with age.
Yep.
And I don't know, there's something quirky, and I like that quirkiness. And in his latest video clip, he is dancing around a bedroom topless, and I find that appealing. That meets,
just a little bit.
That meets my needs in YouTube watching. But also, and I will just throw this out there, please don't beat me with a stick, but I do like Robert Pattinson from
Twilight. Yeah. You'd be crazy if you didn't.
I think, although I'm just going to say, I liked him as Cedric when he was in Harry Potter.
He's a bit young. What do you think about Harry Potter?
As Harry, like
Daniel Radcliffe.
No, not my thing. Sorry. What about you?
I don't know. He's kind of like nerdy. Cute.
See, I know a lot of people that have a thing for Ron Weasley.
Yeah.
And I find that a little bit repulsive.
It's the ginger
just
thing.
Between you and I.
Yeah.
Let us know who your celebrity crush is. 0427JOY949 or email us through onair@joy.org.au. We're happy to debate with you if you want our
I'm opinion. In an arguing mood.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to argue it down. So that number again is 0427JOY949. You can text us right through. It comes into the studio. We'll read it out on air. And we all feel special here on Joy 94.9. Coming up later on in the show, as we mentioned, are the crew from Youth Law. Right after this, we mentioned that I have a celebrity crush on Mika, and this is his new song, which is currently unreleased. This is Blue Eyes here on Joy 94.9.
The Victorian
AIDS Council provides affordable counselling services to the gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender communities of Melbourne and Victoria.
The professionally qualified and experienced counsellors at VAC can help you with a wide range of issues. Depression, anxiety, family and relationship challenges, HIV/AIDS concerns and life transitions, all dealt with sensitivity and understanding of our community and our relationships.
Don't put off getting the help you need. Call VAC at 9865 6700, Monday through Friday between 2 and 4pm.
Gay and lesbian radio for everyone. Joy 94.9.
Are you under 18?
GLBTIQA.
Or just curious?
Minus 18 is a social and support group for young people under 18.
Minus 18 provides a safe, fun and drug and alcohol free environment for young people.
Visit minus18.org.au for details about upcoming events, dance parties and more.
minus18.org.au.
Generation Next on Joy 94.9, and that was Minus 18. They're a pretty cool youth group here in Melbourne for queer underage youth in Melbourne. So check them out, minus18.org.au. Just going to give them a bit of a plug there. Now, this is Generation Next on Joy 94.9, and right now we're joined by the crew from Youth Law, and sometimes it can feel like young people are a target, and I'm sure that's something we can all relate to. But does anyone do anything about it? Apparently the crew from Youth Law do. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having us.
No problem, thanks for joining us. Now, give us a brief outline. What exactly is Youth Law?
Okay, I might start with that. Youth Law is basically a free community legal centre for all young people under 25 years of age in Victoria. And we're actually based just down in King Street, Melbourne.
Cool, so you're quite central and accessible.
Yep.
Now, what do you think? Why do you think young people need all this special counselling for young people and special direction, I guess?
Yeah, I suppose in a nutshell, it might be that a lot of young people don't identify when they've got legal issues. Mm-hmm. You know, they're more focused on getting housing or paying debts or whatever. That's part of it. And they just might find that, you know, getting legal advice or going to a typical lawyer, as they have in their minds, is pretty straight, and it's a bit intimidating, and you know, not something they're going to want to naturally do. So
you guys are trying to be accessible to young people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Youth Law recently participated in the National Human Rights Consultation, so trying to decide whether or not at a national level Australia should have a charter of human rights. And one thing that came out of consultations with young people is that they don't tend to complain about, you know, being, you know, treated unfairly and that sort of thing. So, it's good that Youth Law are able to make that sort of thing more accessible.
What are some of the examples where young people are treated unfairly?
Yeah, we'd see quite a range through casework, so through different young people, I suppose. Big ticket items would be around their experiences with police, interactions with police. Mm-hmm. They feel they're particularly targeted or pulled up and stopped and questioned.
Just for being young people?
Yeah, often. Or based on their appearance or age. That would be a big ticket one, definitely. The other one that's quite common is about their treatment or interactions with ticket inspectors.
Mm. Okay, sure. So on public transport, being targeted simply for being young.
Yep.
Sure, yep. Cool.
I suppose a lot of it comes through, like, I suppose it differs from another sort of issue, like if they're coming from a family issue or a violence issue or something like that. They're able to come to you for advice on that as well?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we basically can give advice on a whole range of legal issues, including family problems, you know, domestic violence cases. Discrimination is a very common type of legal issue we'd give advice and support on. A range of, you know, criminal matters as well.
Cool.
Fines, public transport fines, etc.
Okay, so say I had a question relating to the law or as a young person, what sort of process would I expect to go through if I came to Youth Law?
Yeah, it would be pretty much, I mean, you can, as a starting point, just to suss us out, I suppose, you can just make a call and try and get some initial, very basic information over the phone. But, you know, if you want some more involved advice, you'd be very much encouraged to have a sit-down, face-to-face chat with one of our lawyers. We have a free drop-in legal clinic every weekday afternoon. Mm-hmm. But we can also give a lot of that information via phone or email.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sounds cool.
And another initiative that Youth Law is involved with is also in some regional areas of Victoria, we also offer a webcam service where you can actually speak to a lawyer face-to-face via webcam.
Wow, that's actually really cool.
It's all tricks.
You guys are jumping on the technology bandwagon. Yep. I like it. Now, what is each of your own involvements with Youth Law? Why don't you start, Dave?
Yeah, well, I was interning at Youth Law at the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We worked on a few things, one campaign down in Frankston, where there was a proposed bylaw for move-on powers for police. So we just went down, chatted to some young people, organised some focus groups, and put in a submission to Frankston City Council to suggest other alternatives to giving police more powers, to controlling things like youth behaviour and so-called antisocial behaviour in the area.
What were some of the alternatives?
Things like diversion programs or programs where young people are mentored by police,
mm-hmm.
and things like ambassador programs, where rather than having police enforcing rules out on the street, you have ambassadors that go and chat to people that are out on the street and just give them a few tips and you know, just act as community spokespeople.
Cool, so sort of like mentoring young people instead of telling them what
to
do.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Do you find that if you call for a forum, like you say to a group, say you go to a council and say we want to run a forum for this specific thing, like police targeting young people, do you find that you get a lot of people turning up for it? And what, and are they all young people? Is there older people as well?
I suppose when we do that sort of work, it's pretty targeted. Like it'll either be groups that we're aware of through our youth networks that we, you know would be probably interested in that topic, or it's, yeah, very much relying on the networks in that locality. But, yeah, I mean, the Frankston stuff was pretty encouraging. We got a pretty impressive response. I think about 100 young people filled out a survey and about 60 or 70 came up to the focus group. So it was encouraging.
Cool. So what about you, Tiffany? What's your involvement with Youth Law?
Yeah, so I'm on the staff team as what they call Advocacy and Human Rights Officer, which mm-hmm. actually means just I get to do some pretty cool work, project work, with a whole range of young people around a whole host of human rights issues. And I'm largely responsible for any sort of policy work and responses we do in terms of trying to change laws that we think impact negatively on young people.
Cool.
Yep, and this is Other Dave, and but basically my role is similar to Other Dave. I'm a uni student, so I've just been working on an internship with Youth Law as well, and working with Tiffany on various projects and advocacy projects and that sort of thing.
Brilliant. Well, we'll be discussing those advocacy projects a little bit later
Excellent.
On. But first, here's a song you're listening to, Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Generation Next on Joy 94.9 with Mike and Carl this fine Tuesday evening, and we are speaking to the group from Youth Law, Tiffany, Dave and Dave. Thanks for joining us, guys.
No problem.
Now, Youth Law is a program that deals with youth law, I guess is the best way to describe it, and you offer legal advice to young people who may be hesitant to approach big, scary lawyers, but you also run actual programs and campaigns, don't you?
Yeah.
So do you want to give us a bit of background on some of your campaigns?
Sure. I suppose it's important starting point is that we're very committed to working with young people, engaging with young people on a whole range of advocacy and policy issues. Main reason being, obviously, you know, because these laws affect them, really they should be shaping what those laws look like. So starting from that premise, we're trying to do much better in working with young people on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, there's a couple of different things going on, but I suppose some of the main things we've been working on is, because a lot of the young people we support are homeless, and a big issue for them is having the financial capacity to pay for public transport tickets.
Oh, yes.
And what we find very often is that they are incurring enormous debts that they're never going to possibly be able to wipe.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the biggest issues that youth will sort of tackle, isn't it?
That would be a really difficult position to be in when you can't afford home, let alone transport.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you're trying to tap into a range of support services or even just connect with family and community support, and you're just thinking, oh God, I can't afford it, I'm going to take that risk or not.
And then the risk ends up getting you a big, big fine.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, we can provide some legal support to take them through the bureaucratic hoops and hopefully get that fine waived over time. There is grounds to do that legally, but I suppose we wanted to come at it at the front end and say, well, in their situation, why shouldn't they be eligible for free public transport for a period of time?
So you're campaigning actively for homeless youth to get free public transport?
Definitely, yeah. Cool. I mean, we just, the Met actually recently piloted a program where they supplied different services, different youth services around metropolitan Melbourne with a number of free public transport tickets. Mm-hmm. But that was a pilot program for the Met. So we've recently just evaluated that for, and we're hoping that, you know, we're trying to promote a full concession, complete concession for homeless young people. And, you know, I mean, it's such a valuable thing, you know, to create, you know, pathways out of, you know, the poverty cycle and that sort of thing. So
how did you find the pilot program? Was it adequate to what you would expect them to do?
I mean, you know, it was a positive move forward. It was only a small amount of dollars, $50,000 that was allocated, and basically hard tickets distributed to three metro regions in Melbourne. So it was always going to have limited reach, and it did. But for those young people that did benefit and receive those Met tickets, it had
real impact
on their lives in terms of what, you know, being able to access training programs, for example, get to A to B. So definite pluses, but we'd still prefer something much more sustainable, much more equitable for a whole range of young people across the state.
Absolutely. I mean,
over time,
a pilot program can only get you so far.
I
suppose the homeless are another group that are targeted by police and all that sort of thing. Do you get a lot of queries from homeless people that have been targeted by that, or are they sort of keep to themselves?
I suppose, I mean, where we're based at King Street, it's an organisation called Front Yard. So we're actually co-located with six other youth services. And I suppose our largest demographic of young people is homeless young people. So we are quite well placed, I suppose, and privileged in that sense that we do get to work with and hear from a lot of young homeless people. And it's a very common experience of being targeted, whether it's by police or inspectors or a whole range of other services, or just a general community really don't cope very well with homeless young people, especially if they're living rough on the streets.
Is there a lot of... do you get a lot of young gay people, I suppose, focusing on us at Joy, like young gay people at school or whether they're going out or wherever they are, coming and asking for help because they're being targeted and victimised, I suppose?
No, we do hear quite a lot of complaints from gay young people. It could be in situations of homophobic bullying at school. That's quite common in terms of complaints. It could be, feeling like they're treated unfairly in other contexts, whether it's just at clubs or wherever at work, potentially. And also, you know, full-on sort of discrimination complaints where we try and provide support to the community where we feel like they've been definitely treated unfairly.
Sure. Now, tell us a little bit about Campaign Respect. This is a big thing at the moment, I hear.
Yeah, so I guess in addition to free public transport for homeless people, a lot of the issues that people come into youth law with, they often have public transport fines and things like that. But in addition to that, they're telling stories where they've been treated often unfairly, disrespectfully or otherwise by authorised officers, also known as ticket inspectors. And because it is such a huge factor in young people's interactions with authorised officers, we decided to be more proactive about things, and rather than just taking complaints, actually go out there and do something about it.
So what are you doing? Because that sounds like, for me, if I had a complaint about a ticket inspector, I would, you know, sort of cop it and wouldn't know what to do about it.
Well, that's what we're finding. I mean, you know, most young people don't know what the complaint process is to lodge an official complaint. So we want to open up that sort of avenue. But we also want to, be a voice for young people, I suppose. So we want to use what's called an info-activism approach, which means we want to use, electronic media to sort of get, you know, young people to voice their complaints, you know, on web blogging, on Facebook, on Twitter, on that sort of thing. So that's something that we're, keenly, you know, setting up at the moment. So
yeah, we essentially want a hub where young people especially can complain about treatment that they've received on public transport. Yeah. Somewhere they can turn to, so we can in turn take that message to
the Ombudsman, to the Department of Transport. I mean, we basically want to gather the stories so then we can, you know, prepare submissions and take documentation to the relevant
So places. How does complaining on Twitter evolve into lodging an official complaint then?
I suppose these mechanisms are about creating awareness, and hopefully we create enough awareness to get people to have a look at our webpage, and you know, the official avenues will be listed there.
I think one of the most important things about Campaign Respect is tapping into the culture, organisational culture on public transport, where an authorised officer has the right and the power to talk to someone in a certain way. And nothing can be done about it. If you're treated unfairly or disrespectfully, you know what's happened to you. You know what's going on, but it's sometimes very difficult to articulate that and turn it into a complaint. So by gathering all these stories about what's going on out there, we can start to articulate that culture and
be a voice for them when they don't know how to.
And not every young person will want to go through the official complaint process. It is quite involved and... you know, not always a satisfactory outcome for that young person, but I suppose what we're trying to promote is that through Campaign Respect, there's another avenue that their voice and story will still be heard and promoted and taken to the department and ombudsman. So it's sort of giving them that two-edged
And using the info-activism approach, using the forms of media like Facebook and Twitter, I mean, these are popular forms of media with young people. So, I mean, we're hoping that, you know, it circulates widely and broadly and that sort of thing.
That sounds really cool. Now, you require volunteers to make this happen, don't you?
We do, yes. Thank you for the plug. We definitely do. We've got lots and lots of roles that will be coming up in the very, very near future. So that would be awesome if anybody's interested in contacting us, if they're interested in the campaign, would like to know more and perhaps would like to volunteer.
Can they just do that through the website?
Yes, or they can call Youth Law on...
9611241212 or through, we've got an email set up for the campaign, just simply campaignrespect@youthlaw.asn.au.
Brilliant, and we'll have all those contact details up on our blog after the show, joy.org.au. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. Best of luck with the Campaign Respect and all the work you do.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9, but first, here's some Imogen Heap. Bye.
Joy 94.9. Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
This is Claire Hooper and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Eating Disorders Victoria presents a community awareness evening.
A panel of professionals and people with personal stories will bust the myths on body image and issues surrounding the illness.
Richmond Town Hall, September 3 from 6:30 p.m.
To register for this free event, call 9885 6563.
If you have a drinking problem, then Alcoholics Anonymous is there to help. To find out more about Alcoholics Anonymous or to find your nearest meeting, go to aa.org.au.
aa.org.au. PFLAG is a support group for parents, families and friends of LGBTI people. PFLAG support, educate and advocate. For more details, visit pflagvictoria.org.au.
pflagvictoria.org.au.
Generation Next on Joy 94.9 with Micah and Kyle. How are you going, Kyle?
I'm pretty fabulous.
That is good. This is the youth show by youth, I guess. That is the little tagline we're flouting at the moment.
I'm young.
And we recently just had the crew from Youth Law here, Tiffany, Dave and Dave. And that was actually pretty cool.
Really good, yeah.
Essentially, if you're young and you need legal advice, you can go along and or you can call them up or you can email them and pretty much get free legal advice on anything. And it can be something as simple as getting a ticket on the train or getting harassed by a ticket inspector.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, even when I get parking fines and things like that, you can follow the claims process, but they can just say no. Finished, and you don't know if you've got any more rights than what you're actually.
The rights that we have are sometimes unknown, so you can simply go and ask them, and we'll have all the details of Youth Law up on our blog joy.org.au straight after the show.
So, and we're also talking about our celebrity crushes.
We are. It's a common topic here on Generation Next because Kyle likes Zac Efron and Micah does not. You know what, let us know 0427 joy 949, or email us on air at joy.org.au. Zac Efron fan, yes or no?
I might SMS right now.
Yeah.
Like 10 times.
One will come in and it's from Kyle. Now, we have a little... There's a bit of music news. Listen to me. Music news.
Music news.
I'm getting all excited. Now, Madonna released her video clip today, actually, her new one. And I just want to say it is the biggest load of trashy crap I've ever seen in my entire life. For a high-budget video clip, it was terrible, I thought.
And it is Madonna. You'd think she'd have the most amazing video clip.
Well, I thought it'd be outrageous and pushing boundaries, and it's a really good song. I love Celebration. But the video itself was just... It was like her dancing inside a white room and flickering for 3 minutes.
That's been done
three and
before,
half minutes.
I think.
Yeah, it has. And that was really disappointing. But the good news is that for the next 2 days, Madonna is actually offering this video as a free download on iTunes.
Wow.
Yeah, you can download it for free for 2 days. So make sure you jump on that bandwagon. Check it out. It's also on YouTube, you know, but you can be cooler and download it direct
download
to your
it for
iPod.
Free. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty sweet. So I thought that was kind of cool to mention. Someone else in new music is the Elphabeats. Have you heard of these guys before?
They're a Danish pop band.
And they are a Danish pop band. I'm glad that Wikipedia could help you before
yes.
the show. They were the guys that brought you this song. So as you can see, it's actually quite a camp little band that they have going on there. And they've been out of it for a little while. But they've released a new song called, The Spell, I believe it is. Yes, The Spell.
Yes.
And, you know, it's reminiscent of 90s sort of music, that poppy electro. The best kind of music. It sounds a little bit Aqua mixed with Venga Boys, and I pretty much just orgasmed when I heard it. We'll play that for you shortly.
I love how there's, like, Aqua and all that, and... They're all like the European, Swedish, Danish, and they
I
all speak
it.
English, and they're best like ABBA. I think ABBA, they're the originals.
I think they're really cool. So when I saw that they'd released a new song, I got pretty happy.
Do you have a celebrity crush on Elphabeat?
Well, all the guys are quite attractive. Mm. Just going to throw it out there. There's a couple of photos of them. You know, those band photo shoots that you have, and yeah, no, they're pretty sweet. I wouldn't mind going there. that is,
about to slip that one.
Yes. Now, coming up later in the show, we'll have a bit of gay school, won't we,
yes,
Kyle?
There's plenty.
So that's going to be, you know what? That's just going to be great.
And upcoming events.
And some upcoming youth events as well. That's going to be really cool because most of them are free.
Mm.
I think all of them
tons
are free.
Tons of free, yeah.
Free things for you to do over the next few weeks, which is going to be sick.
Yes.
So make sure you check that out. This is the new Elphabeat song here on Generation Next called The Spell. Check it out now.
Generation Next here on Joy 94.9. We're going to be talking about some... hip-hop happening events coming up.
Yeah, you know it. Why are we talking like this, Kyle?
Because gangster.
Because we're wicked. So what's coming up in the youthy scene?
Very soon there's the AMP, the Actualizing Music Potential. And if you want to learn how to set up a PA system or mix a live band, then the Kingston Youth Services is the place to go. Okay. They're running an Introduction to PA Setup and Operation program.
That'd be really interesting if you want to get into that sort of industry.
Yeah.
You know, that sound technician, like a good foot in the door, I reckon.
Exactly. And it's you learn things about like safety, equipment identification, so learning your
Sick.
Cables from your everything
That's free.
Else. It is free.
Far
and it's for
out,
people between ages
route.
15 and 19 who live, work or study in the city of Kingston. If you want more information, you can call Richard Houston on 1300 369 436.
And if you didn't grab that number, don't fear, it'll be on our blog after the show, joy.org.au, and it's Generation Next. And there's a skate and a BMX event. Tell me about that.
It's on the Saturday, September 5th, and the City of Yarra is hosting the second heat. I think there's 8 heats all up.
That's a lot.
I could have been making that up, but there's a lot.
Well, if there was 8 heats, it would get very hot by the
end. It would. Hot as an oven. The Northwestern League Skate and BMX Series. This one is for skating. It's held at Quarries Park in Clifton Hill from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Cool.
On Saturday, September 5th, which is this Saturday.
So lots of wicked stuff coming up. But wait, there's more.
There is more.
What's going on?
IMVC Melbourne is running a trial of trade program.
I heard about this. Mm. This is going to be cool. Mm. This is what I want to do.
I thought about doing it as well. Mm. It's a great opportunity to get a taste of a few different trades, if you like baking, graphic design, floristry, hospitality in front of house. It's sort of like an overview of all the courses. That
beauty therapy.
Yes. That's what you're doing, beauty therapy.
I want to do beauty therapy. Yeah. And these are free as well. So you can go along and essentially get a short course.
Basically, in one day, like an overview. It's run by Holmes Glen Tafe and mm-hmm. William Angliss, so there's a huge range. It runs from the 11th to the 18th, so it's a whole week of different overviews every day. They're all free. A lot of the transport is free. You just have to get there, and everything that is running is free.
That's pretty good.
Free, free, free.
That is
free,
good. Free. Good deal.
It is.
I like free. Free is my favourite number.
It is.
And there's a Battle of the Bands as well in Chapel of Chapel.
Yes, in Paran. It's a drug and alcohol free event on Saturday the 12th of September, so not this Saturday, the Saturday after, from 6:30 p.m. to 11. Mm-hmm. And it's featuring Mirror House, Antics and Neon Love, a couple of good local bands. It's $5 at the door, and it's on Chapel of Chapel. Go to stonington.vic.gov.au. for more information.
Wicked. Check that out on our blog after the show. Generation Next Joy, 94.9. Back one sec.
Straight up now, tell me. Straight up. All the latest music, festival, concert and tour news in one show with me, Taryn, on Mondays from midday, only on Joy 94.9.
Generation Next on Joy 94.9. And before we head off this evening, we have a bit of gay school. This is the time in the program where we give you a bit of edumacation on some of the gay events happening.
Or an edugation.
I like that one. Let's put that on the blog. Now, this is really awesome. The This Is Oz campaign. For those of you that don't know, it's teamed up with the International Day Against Homophobia campaign, which was earlier in the year, where essentially everyone was invited to post a picture of themselves holding up a sign that promoted gay rights or equality or equal love. And so my sign was Real Boys Kiss Boys. I don't know if you submitted one, Kyle?
I didn't, actually.
You didn't? You didn't get an opportunity? Some of them are really great. And celebrities hopped on the bandwagon. We got Robert Doyle in on it. Everyone.
And now everyone. There's rugby, the Australian Rugby Union.
I think this is sweet.
Have done it. Yeah, because rugby players are sexy.
Stereotypically, they're quite beefy and masculine.
Buff heads, as they call it.
Well, yeah. that is one of the words. Yeah. And so to sort of break down these stereotypes and show that these guys are caring for equal rights for gays and lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders and intersex and curious and queers, yep. It's great.
Yeah, and I suppose it's a sport where it's pretty much straight dominated in terms of players and supporters and all that sort of thing. It's I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but it's like a straight sort of event.
Macho
event. Is what I'm looking for, yeah.
Yes, we're going to pull our chest hair out on the field.
Mm. Yeah, and then yeah. So it's fantastic. The Wallabies captain, Sterling Mortlock, players Dave Pocock, Al Baxter and Steve Moore all posted photos, just anti-homophobic messages like everyone deserves a sporting chance, stand up against homophobia and all rugby players are buff heads, all gay men are weaklings, reject stereotypes, accept people.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's lovely. Yeah.
It really is. And now, moving to adoption in Queensland, there's a little bit of a story about that as well, isn't there?
There is. Queensland is going to make surrogacy available to gay parents, so same-sex couples are able to have a surrogate child. But they're also making adoption for de facto couples, straight de facto couples, legal as well, but not for gay couples.
Okay.
So they can't adopt, but they can
be sort of one step forward, two steps back sort of thing.
Yeah, at the
same time. Bit of a sweet moment for equal rights. Well, you know, that's pretty cool. At least we got something out of the deal.
Yeah.
Got to be optimistic about these things, yeah. I think. That's wicked. I think that's really cool. Now, this whole show, we've sort of been battling it out, mostly during the songs. Is Zac Efron cute? Well, is he your celebrity crush, Kyle?
I think he definitely is now. He used to be like Brad Pitt and all that sort of stuff, but he's getting old now.
What? How old are you? Isn't Brad Pitt like the celebrity crush of like 30-year-old women?
Well, he's like, yeah, he is. I am the 30-year-old
on the inside. We got an SMS in from Grant, didn't we?
He did. He said, Zac Efron is hot. Thank you, Grant. I like you, Grant. And when we're talking about a crush, personally doesn't really count. It's not a relationship.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, with me and Zac, it is a relationship. We've been together now since I saw him once at a high school. It was a musical, actually.
Oh, really?
At a high school. And we met. And that's it. Blossomed from there. And
yeah, now it's the long term.
We have little Zach babies. And
I don't know. I think for me, I can very much have a crush on someone because of personality, how they make me feel,
yeah,
rather than, you know, what they look like. I mean, just because you have a crush on someone doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have sexual relations with them.
No, yeah.
Not that I'm sure you would mind having sexual relations.
It's like having a kindy crush.
What's a kindy crush?
Well, when you're in kindy, you have a crush on another person.
Just hold hands.
Yeah, it's like cute crush.
Oh, cute.
Because you're friends with them.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Bly messaged in.
Yes, he did, and he said, I'm listening with a happy smiley face. And he also claims that I stole the cliche far out Brussels sprout.
I'm pretty sure that you created that.
Yeah. I don't know who this Bly character thinks he is, but yeah. I'm pretty sure I created that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fire at Brussels sprout. Yeah. Copyright.
Mike. Yeah. I'll register that after the show. Disclaimer, I did not create that. No. Just going to throw it out there. Well, it's been a great Tuesday night. We had the crew from Youth Law in. They were kind of cool because they gave us a few tips on what to do if we felt as young people that our rights were being violated, and gave us a few tips on what to do about that. And some of their campaigns, if you, I don't know, being harassed by ticket inspectors, they're there for you guys. So yep, make sure you check them out. Their website is youthlaw.asn.au. We also had the new Alphabeat track as well, which was kind of sexy, I thought. We had a bit of a groovy boogie here in the studio.
Right? We're going nuts.
Mm-hmm, we did. What else did we have?
Upcoming events, which will all be on the blog. Gay School will be on the blog. And we're podcasting as well.
You know what? We are podcasting. We are mega podcasting, not just normal podcasting.
We are forcing our podcast onto everybody's iPod.
Subscribe by iTunes or yes, whatever program you use.
Yep.
Not meaning to endorse iTunes there. Sorry.
We can download Madonna's new video.
Yes, free for the next 2 days. Yes. That is exclusive to iTunes, yes, unfortunately. So check that out.
And this is my last show for a while.
This is your last show for a while because you're going into training because I felt you weren't good enough.
I'm not.
So hopefully you'll be back bigger, better than ever before.
Bigger, maybe.
See you in a few months. Just a quick shout out to say, this has been Generation Next on Joy 94.9. See you next week, y'all.
Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9. Generation Next Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.